devotion is taken from 1 Timothy 3 verses 14 to 16. Although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of our truth, of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in the body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached amongst the nations, was believed on in the world, and was taken up in glory. Many of us are husbands, fathers, and grandfathers. And as the head of the home, we expect those entrusted to us to conduct themselves in line with our leadership, example, and expectations. Those under our leadership are, after all, representatives of our household, ambassadors, as it were. But we know that we fail our family, and they fail us. Paul knew the shortcomings of men and writes some instructions to Timothy. Verse 14 introduces Paul's concern for the flock under Timothy's care to conduct themselves in a God-honoring manner. And we'll read verse 14. Although I hope to come to you soon, says Paul, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Paul does not refer to a domestic household scenario, but points us to the household of God. And he does not stop there, but defines this his focus even more. We are not only part of God's household, but also members of the church of the living God. Paul narrows it down even further when he gives the reason for us to belong to this amazing family, when he ends the verse with the pillar and foundation of the truth. We do not belong to an exclusive social club, a philanthropic NGO, or a sect or religion seeking the truth. But Paul states it clearly. We have the truth. Our allegiance is not to Paul or Timothy, but indeed to Christ, the pillar and foundation of the truth. We do not follow in an hypnotic blind state of hopelessness. No, we follow because of the truth revealed to us in Christ, as we see in verse 16. And I'll read verse 16. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached amongst the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. So herein lies the challenge for us. As members of God's church, we are expected to act. If we do not act, we are simply pleading intellectual allegiance to God and submitting to lead a good and honest life. We must be a light in this dark world, especially in these challenging times we find ourselves in. We must be seen to bring the hope of Christ to those in despair. Paul underlines this in verse 16. This is not an instruction from Paul that we have to obey, but from Christ. He is the object and foundation of our faith. We have been redeemed by his blood on the cross, and he is now seated in glory with his Father. And herein lies the living and true hope we as believers have because of Christ. and it is because of Christ that we conduct ourselves differently to the world. It is because of Christ that we dare not hide our lights under a bushel. It is because of Christ that we can face tomorrow with confidence and assurance. No matter what the future holds, our eternal inheritance is secure. Because we cannot meet together in a building presently does not mean we cannot shine for Christ. Does also not mean that we are not members of God's household anymore. The buildings in Arcadia and the hill do not comprise the church. You and I, believers in Christ, are the church, the household of God, the bride of Christ. What an honor and privilege it is to be part of God's household. Now, go out today on WhatsApp, email, SMS, Zoom, Skype, Instagram, Facebook, and shine your light brightly for Christ. Have a blessed day.